Welcome back to the Keep Your Torch Lit podcast. It's Sarah here, and I'm actually not with Sam or Jack this time. I'm
Wait,
here
wait,
with.
wait, can we start over? I need to close my window.
Oh
It's
my
like a little
God.
loud.
I am with JP, who is part of the Survivor San Diego metaverse.
Yes, I
Universe?
am.
Metaverse?
I'm
I feel like there's so many like
Metaverse.
Survivor universes that are have just been colliding. JP is part of a different universe.
Yes, 2 years ago, Survivor San Diego started out, and there was nobody to cover. It was very new, Survivor Michigan was still getting the ball rolling, I guess. But I'm happy
2 years
to
ago?
be joining.
No, we were already here.
Yeah,
We just
pretty
didn't know about
newly.
San Diego yet.
It was
But
in
yeah.
its infancy.
But yeah, basically, I want to explain a little bit how like the format is going to be for these podcasts.
Yeah, so I think our main focus for covering Survivor San Diego season two is we're going to try to get exit interviews every week from the contestants or contestant that has been eliminated that week. So during that episode, we hope to get an exclusive interview where we can talk about their experience, what they did, what they didn't do on the show, as well as maybe what they're up to recently, and deliver that to the audience, the folks that care. And hopefully we can deliver on that promise.
And for season two, it's gonna be more like just exit interviews, less actual recap of the episode. Like we'll do a little bit in the beginning, but I know in with Michigan, it's like sometimes extensively just a recap, but with San Diego, we're trying to just do exit interviews, at least for season two. But do you want to talk about, since we have a little time, I guess
Sure.
we could talk about some of like our favorite moments from this first episode.
I mean, you can't get enough of that first 5 minutes. I think it's a great trailer. It's a great way to get to know a lot of the people. I think there's some great sound bites there too. I really enjoyed all the shots that were produced in that part. And I think another part, one of my favorites, was seeing the alliance building, especially on the Yellow Tribe, Citrine. But like, you have a lot of, I guess, interesting people creating little conglomerates here and there. You get to see how they interact and see the rivalries already built up already.
So would you say Citrine's your favorite tribe?
Oh, 100%. Francois is probably the biggest character so far we've seen in the season, and I'm excited to see where it leads. What are your takes on his aggressive gameplay?
I think it's very in line with like him. Like I
Yeah.
don't think he's putting on an act really. He's just like super serious about it. I mean, I think he's just like ready to play and like not like I don't see him as like a background character. So I think it's entertaining how he's playing. I don't know how it's gonna necessarily work out for him, in the long run. But it's interesting that he's already like making all these cross tribe. Not necessarily alliances, but like he's like meeting with the other tribe. But we shall see. I thought Magnuson was really funny when he was just like eating in the car. Literally every single confessional of him meeting, he was just eating something. And like it seemed like there was a lot of super fans who it's like Wilby said she'd seen like every episode. There's two people who were meeting who mentioned they were both hiding that they were, had seen stuff, but they had actually, was it
Oh,
Reese?
Zoe and June, right?
Oh
I'm
yeah, Zoe
interested.
and June. Yep, also big super fans. It seems like Magnuson was one of the people who had like
Knew
the
the
least
least.
survivor knowledge. Yeah.
As we get to meet like some of these people through these exit interviews, I'm really interested to know, I guess, how they ended up finding Survivor San Diego. As we know, for the first season, it was mostly a group of friends that all knew each other previously. Apart from Rebecca, pretty much everybody either went to high school with each other or knew somebody, worked together, etc. Seems like a lot of these people are completely new to this experience and new to this friend group as well. So, I think that is definitely going to change, I guess, both the dynamics of the season overall compared to the last one, as well as potentially we get to see some more variety in terms of survivor knowledge.
Yeah, but the thing is, there still are people who like know each other. I feel like there's season two, it's less than season one, but I still feel like there's a lot of pre-existing relationships. Like Magnuson and Irisa knew each other. there was a four people who went to high school together. Wilby, Nyla, who are the other two?
It was Wilby, Nyla, Francois, and Sky.
Francois and Sky all went to the same school. I feel like there's a few more. So it's less, it's like weaning off of the friend group, but there's still a little bit of that aspect there, I think. I think out of all the college survivors, I would say Survivor San Diego is one of like the prettiest ones in terms of just the scenery and like the landscape of the whole thing.
This definitely uses, like, you can definitely tell when it's Survivor San Diego, not only the cast, as I think, especially with people like Magnuson and like even like Moos and Emma, like, I think they give off major San Diego vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the beach scenery, you know, that's something you don't get a lot of in a lot of other, you know, college survivors. And I think it uses all of those aspects perfectly and really makes the show pop.
How'd you feel about the day one vote out?
It definitely, I think, increases the stakes. You know, it really puts the pedal to the metal. And I think if you didn't come to play that first go round, if you're not prepared, if you're not ready to make those relationships, if you're not ready to get into a car and start strategizing right off the bat, as soon as you lose a challenge.
Guys, College Survivor.
Severe disadvantage. You need to talk to people, right?
College Survivor 101, you must get in a car with people after the first thing or you're screwed.
At least one other person.
Either you get in the car with someone or you have people get in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're out.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Okay, like I said, we're super stoked to be covering Survivor San Diego Rising Tides this season. And without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on our first guest.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't watched it, this is like, we're going to be having spoilers, so.
Yes,
you should go watch the episode before you watch this podcast.
Oh, great. I believe our guest is here. Welcome, Reagan.
Hi.
Reagan. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. We're so happy to have you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Of course.
How do you feel about watching this crazy ride back from 2022 again, reliving it?
Oh, it was weird because... I mean, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but I'm like, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy looking back because I'm like, oh, I look like a little kid.
I know, like, everyone looks like slightly different. It's so funny to see.
I know, like, especially because like Sky, who was also on season two with me, she's like one of my close friends now. So it's just funny seeing everyone else that I don't really keep in touch with. But it's just crazy to see how different we are from back then. But yeah, it was weird.
I forgot, did you know anyone going into the season?
I didn't know anybody. Uh-huh. So it was kind of funny because I saw it on an Instagram suggested post. And... But I guess Ronan was hanging flyers up at Mesa. I just never saw them because I go to Mesa. But I did it because I thought that'd be cool, kind of put myself out there, get out of my little shell. And then almost everybody knew each other somehow.
Yeah.
And like, I know season one, like everybody also knew each other. So I was like expecting to kind of get out of my shell in a way. I felt like more secluded in some way because everybody knew each other, and I was just kind of like, oh, hey, I'm like way fallen behind on the crowd. So that was kind of my like first impression going into it, kind of.
Did anyone try to hide the fact that they knew each other, or was it all pretty much out in the open right off the bat?
No, I think at first I didn't really realize how much, like, how strong the previous connections were. I didn't realize how, like, strong people actually knew each other. I thought, like, maybe heard of each other, like, friend of friends. But no, a lot of these people, like, went to high school together. They were already either close in the past or, like, they're close now. So I was like, oh, gotcha. And I know season one or season two, there was like that brief part where I think it was Grant. He saw people getting into a car and like leaving together. I also saw that and I was like, oh, I guess people are a lot closer than I thought. So that was kind of funny.
Wait, you said that you mentioned that you saw, did you know that you saw, I guess, you didn't see a flyer you applied on Instagram? You saw on Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah, but Ronan told me after the fact that he had been hanging flyers at Mesa. I just never saw them.
Yeah. What was your, I guess, expectations going into the experience? Was that, was it what you expected? Did you expect to see, I guess, your tribe and challenge? And
I didn't really know what to expect because, you know, the challenges aren't going to be anything remotely similar to real Survivor. And I hadn't really had any experience watching college Survivors, so I didn't really know how it was gonna go.
Are you a big Survivor fan?
I've seen a few seasons, nothing crazy, but I know Becky was like, I've seen all this, and I was like, it's fun to watch, just I never got super into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you're in the first challenge, you're throwing the water with the buckets. What are you like thinking during this moment? Because it looked like watching it back, some people were like, oh, she wasn't throwing it like right.
Yeah, I went
through your head.
The way I was trying to interpret it and the way it was being explained to me, I thought I was throwing it correctly. Looking back at the footage, I was like, girl, that looked so bad. I was definitely not throwing it correctly, but I thought I was in the moment. I was like, oh yeah, that's a rainbow, or that's an arch, however they were trying to tell me how to throw it. But no.
Yeah, it looked like, because some people were just like dumping it straight into the bucket, which is like wild. But okay, so on day one, usually like when everyone gets there, people are like talking for like a while before you're separated into tribes. Mm-hmm. Was there anyone you vibed with who ended up on the other tribe that you were sad about?
Not really to my recollection. I didn't get to have super deep combo with anybody up at like the get-go. So there was no one really noteworthy. Okay. That I remember, like, when it first started.
Yeah.
Then you were pretty happy with the people on your tribe? Like, pretty solid?
Yeah, I mean, again, since I hadn't really talked to anybody, I was just like, okay, cool, this is my tribe, I'll get to know them. So.
Yeah, and then did you guys go straight to, like, a party after the challenge?
Yeah, so, I mean, there was like a little bit of time in between. I remember I changed, but I think I changed at Dre's. It was Dre's house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just having a little mingling, get some snacks, drinks before the tribal. So kind of giving us time to mingle with other players on the other team and also on the same team. So we had, you know, we had a fair bit of time before the tribal actually started.
Gotcha. I had one more question about the challenge as well. Like,
yeah,
was that a pretty long challenge? It felt like it really came down to the slide puzzle, and I was surprised that your team ended up actually losing because it seemed like y'all had it for a while.
I was like watching that episode. It was so quick, really, but in real time, that I remember it taking so much longer. The puzzle especially, but like the actual bucket running, filling up the water, that took a lot longer than was showed. Obviously, you know, that's just how movie magic is. But the puzzle, I remember there was some snafu with the puzzle and we both restarted. I don't remember what it was because it was a while ago.
Ronan was saying that it was taking too long. So we had you guys remove, or like you guys could place one of the tiles anywhere you wanted.
Yeah.
And then you reset. Yeah. But I think while that was happening, the third tribe. while that was happening, I think he wasn't able to get on camera, but then the other tribe like solved it or something.
Yeah. It was, I remember there was like, it was taking a while. He let us swap something.
Yeah.
But like that sounds familiar. But then something happened and we both restarted and then they won. So that whole thing was weird, but the puzzle took a while.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to be here however long it needs to be. And I was like,
Did it really seem like Hayden wasn't pulling his weight? Like, was that evident? Because that was the other person I think people were talking about potentially putting votes on.
Yeah. Again, it was so long ago.
I know, it's hard to remember.
Really, to my knowledge, because I feel like we were all kind of chiming in and saying like, oh, try this, try this. So I wasn't looking at it like that, saying like, oh, this person's not really pulling weight or whatever. Like, I feel like we were all just kind of shouting, like, do this, and looking at the puzzle ourselves and trying to figure out in our own minds, like, what move could be the one to solve the puzzle.
Is there a specific challenge you think you would have done, like, really well at?
Do you still do your crossword every day?
I do my crossword. I do my New York Times connections, my Wordle, my little Sudoku. I love it. The challenge with the read heads, and they had to memorize the different order.
Oh.
I had already gotten voted off, but like, yeah. I thought it was funny because I said I was good at puzzles, and then I didn't get to work the puzzle challenge.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been a one and done for you. Easy sweep.
No, but I just thought it was funny because I think I made it. I said before the challenge started that like I like puzzles, I should do be a part of the puzzle part, the slide puzzle. And then I didn't get picked, but then I kept reiterating after the fact, being like, I'm good at puzzles, like whatever is in the future, like I can do it.
Right. So it sounds like you would have been good at like a word scramble or like any like memory stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do pretty good at that stuff, but too late.
I guess I have another question, I guess, leading up to your actual vote out. Seemed like a lot of people were talking in the car all the way over to Dre's, and you, I believe, mentioned that you ended up going alone.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you just weren't able to make a lot of specific connections like leading up to the vote that made it difficult? Or,
I mean, slightly. I think, again, it goes back to a lot of people already knew each other. So it was easier for them to not necessarily form an alliance right off the bat, but I think it was easier for them to like kind of join up and talk about their thoughts with familiar people rather than some random girl.
Yeah. No, yeah. I guess that's fair. It's also hard that it was such a quick, like, first vote. Like, you didn't have...
I know, yeah. Yeah.
You also ended up voting for Nyla and seemed pretty shocked that it ended up being you. Like, did you fully expect Nyla to go home that night? Did you have no idea?
No. I mean, I was blindsided because I really did not know how it was going to go. Not that I was expecting Nyla to go home. I didn't even really know who to vote for because, again, that first challenge is so quick. It's most of the time not enough time to really tell who would be a good person to really vote off. So I only really picked her because I was like, I can do a puzzle. And then I didn't partake in the puzzle, which she probably don't even remember me saying that, so it's like pointless.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the whole team captain thing in general? Like, was there somebody else that you wanted to be team captain, or did you not really care who stepped up? Because didn't Nyla
necessarily? Yeah, she kind of stepped up, and she was like, you know, if somebody else wants to, they can do that. I remember Grant kind of being like a stronger personality. I thought like he could have been captain, but I mean, I didn't have a problem with Nyla being captain.
Who would you have chosen to sit out, or I guess be out of the vote if you were captain? And did you want to be captain at any point?
Not really. Like, no. I don't have a problem leading people, but I felt like it just wasn't the right role for me at the time, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And for sitting out, again, it's really not enough time. I would just have to think on my feet and be like, and I would honestly pick some random person because it was not enough time for me really to see enough of people to be like, yeah, they could sit out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, then, I guess, what did you feel after getting voted out? Like, was that just...
I was shocked. I honestly thought it was funny.
You know? Did you have a good time?
Yeah. It was fun. I was just so shocked. I thought it was funny because I was like, what are the chances that it would be me getting voted off first? Because it's not like I was playing super seriously. It was more like for the social aspect. I thought it would be fun. But honestly, I was cracking up. I thought that was hilarious that I got voted off first.
you said you're good friends with Sky now, right? So you were still able to like make some good friends out of it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite memory from playing Star Wars San Diego?
I mean, my friend Sky, mm-hmm. she came out of that, so I think that's really sweet to look back. I did get to work on crew for a little while too, mm-hmm. which I think that was a really neat experience since I've never really done like camera stuff before, so it was nice still like being a part of it and joining, seeing how that went down. So I think that was pretty neat.
Yeah. Nice. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about. Oh,
yeah, well, Sarah and I were talking about this earlier, but like, Ronan's production quality for season two, this premiere, I was really impressed, and it looked really good. You know, mm-hmm. and I was really stoked to see like.
I know the drone shots story cool. on there.
Like, I felt like we understood your thoughts and processes, mm-hmm. and we got to flesh out a lot of the characters in the entire episode. So that was super.
I would say it's definitely worth the wait. Given the production of it, I thought it was pretty well put together, so it was worth it. And you know, I'd always see the people helping on crew playing around the drone, and I just finally got to see all the cool drone shots that they were shooting this whole time, so that was cool to see too.
Oh, so you didn't hit your bandwagon to anybody on your tribe yet that you were like hoping was on your side or anything?
No, there was like when we were mingling before tribal, I was kind of talking to a few people trying to like grasp on for dear life to an alliance, like some sort of stability, because I genuinely was so in the dark. I had no clue where the night was gonna go, so I was talking to like Hayden, Olivia, I think Zoe a little bit, I don't quite remember, but I was trying to see where they were feeling. And it was, I remember the only thing I really remember about talking to them was how vague it all was. Mm. They're like, yeah, you know, kind of vague. And I probably couldn't have seen it coming either way. Like vagueness could have kind of been seen as an answer, but I remember I was like, well, shit, it looks like I'm not getting an alliance out of this.
If you were to like do it over, would you do anything differently?
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm content with the game I played, the short game that I played.
No, that's good. Would you ever want to go on Real Survivor?
Probably not. Like, it's a cool show to watch, but I don't really see myself doing anything like that.
No, you're saying you don't want to starve for $1 million?
Oh, when you put it like that.
No, not brush your teeth.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
Oh, I was just gonna say, what do you do? Like, what do you do for work? Or like, are you still in school?
What have you been up to?
Well, so during that time, I was working at a bakery, and then so I was going to Mesa, then I worked at a bakery for like almost 2 years. I'm going Susie Cakes.
Oh, cool.
In Del Mar.
Okay.
But now I'm going back to school, and I'm actually starting pastry school soon. So
ooh.
Wait, are you a chef?
I'm a baker.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh. So what's like your ultimate like dream in that field?
I mean, I want to own my own bakery.
Okay.
So that's gonna happen, just not for a little while.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Would you ever want to own one like abroad in Europe or something? I feel like that'd be cool.
I mean, I've been to Italy. That's the only place I've been abroad. Like, I mean, I've been to Mexico, but I don't think that really, like, compared to across the seas.
Yeah.
Not really where I envision myself. It's really cool. I love it, but just not really where I would envision myself for my own bakery spot. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Thanks.
I can't wait to like see that happen in the future.
What's your specialty? Do you have anything that you like to bake a lot of?
I do a lot of cookies. I make some really good brownies. Whoa. So
say less.
Right now.
I remember, I think it was someone's birthday, but it was during season 2 when that was being filmed, and I brought a whole cake to some little after party we had one night, and I was just walking through the streets with this giant cake in my hand. That was just a very prominent memory of mine, relating like both worlds.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, it was great talking.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah, anything you didn't, like, that wasn't shown in the edit or anything that you just wanted to...
No, I'm just excited to see, like, obviously I lived it because I was on crew, but I'm excited to see how Ronan spun things for the rest of the season. I'm excited for everyone else to see it, too.
Yeah, I don't even know everything that happened, so... I'm excited.
you'll find out pretty soon, I guess.
Yeah.
It was lovely speaking to you, Regan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Night. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. This is JP, editing JP, wanting to introduce the second person voted out in the premiere of Survivor San Diego Season 2, Rising Tides, the 17th placer, Magnuson.
How's it going, dude?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
No, I'm chilling. Happy to have you.
Damn it. I hate this.
What are you up to?
What am I up to?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm at my house right now. My roommates and their girlfriends are over, but it's just a spot with the best lighting, I suppose. So I'm just sitting
here. Yeah, no sweat. Well, thanks for coming on, Magzin. Yeah, how are you feeling? Did you get a chance to watch the episode? Was it weird watching it back?
I skimmed through it. It was a little strange for me, but it was cool seeing everyone.
Yeah. Not too traumatic, hopefully.
No, not at all. I was I'm not too sore of a loser when it comes to those sorts of things. In some respects I would say I am, but not necessarily that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, win some, you lose some. You know, everything with a grain of salt makes sense.
Exactly. Well,
I guess my first question is, big focal point of the episode seemed to be your relationship with Arisa. What was that dynamic going into the game, and how was that dynamic during the game? It seemed like that was a big factor to you going home.
No, I got nothing but love for Arisa. She's great. She was like a sister to me, but I saw her every day at work, hung out with her all the time. It was funny for me to see her first day when she just showed up, but I knew we'd bicker. We always did before that. And I like giving her a hard time just for fun, nothing against her or anything like that. So I reckon that definitely backfired on me a little bit, but no, I got nothing but love for her. So.
Yeah. Did you expect her to vote? Like, did you have any intention of voting her out, or is she always going to be good in your mind?
No, she's always going to be good in my mind. No, I had no intention of voting her out. I was pretty indecisive with who I wanted to team with. And I suppose I didn't go into it thinking or just realizing how fast-paced the game was, even though I knew there was times when people would get voted out. It happened every week. I was just like, maybe I'll just chill for a little bit and get my bearings here, but no, it backfired on me for sure.
Yeah, I empathize with you. It definitely goes a lot quicker than we expect. Well, then how did you actually end up getting into the show. You like, did you know a whole lot about Survivor and like were you recruited by Ronan or like how'd you end up on this thing?
So I'm boys with Dre and I've known Ronan forever too. But no, Ronan sent me an application for it and I was kind of like, no, dude, like I'm not gonna fill that out. But if you want me to be on the show, I'd be more than happy to be. I think you have a cool show going. Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. I thought it was rad to do. It was cool to meet new people, all sorts of stuff like that. But no, I wasn't going to apply for it. I was, you know, I'm happy to be on it, though.
Yeah. Then I guess, why do you think, why did you vote for Reese, by the way? He wanted to go after you at a certain point and you wanted to go after him. Why was Reese your biggest threat, you know?
You know, honestly, I couldn't really tell you. I knew he was cunning. I knew he's a smart guy, and he's very personable, so he's great around people. And I reckon he would be a problem at some point in the future if I had to try to recall how I was feeling. But there's nothing specific about him that I just figured. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to vote someone.
Yeah. Did you see it coming? Did you know – you might have been catching votes there.
I suppose, you know, like I didn't think I was scaring anyone in the sense of like my gameplay or like my strategy or anything like that. I think people had a pretty good idea of how I was playing the game. But I don't know. I like to think I'm a little charismatic and maybe like that could carry me a little bit. And so that could be a problem for other people. But I don't know why he did it. I mean, other than what I've seen in the video and stuff, like, you know, he laid it out pretty good. But yeah, no, that's kind of how I was feeling about that.
They said that you were pretty tight with Becky, and that was one of the reasons why. Like, did you see yourself as tight with Becky, or did you have, like, other people like Arisa that you felt like you wanted more?
Could you repeat that one more time? Sorry, it's a little loud.
Yeah, no problem. So one of the things they said was that, like, oh, Magazine, he seems like he's tight with Becky. You know, like, did you see yourself as tight with Becky? Or were you, like, did you want, more, like, other allies that you saw as, like, more that you trusted?
No, honestly, I thought she was cool. You know, she was fun to be around. I went over to her house a couple times to discuss, you know, gameplay and stuff, but I don't know. I just I don't think she would have been the person I would have tried to go the long run with or carry through with.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Who would have you out of that group?
Probably Arisa or Reese. I mean, Arisa is great with everyone, and people would probably feel poorly for voting her out early. So I figure that could be a good bonus. And Reese, my reasoning for that, I suppose, would be he's a good player. He's cunning, and he's definitely a smart guy. So I know if I worked with him, we could come up with some pretty solid ideas.
Yeah. Did was that challenge like as much of a blowout as it seemed to be? Like the spinny bat one.
You know, I don't know, dude. I was pretty hammered. I think I could have done better.
Yeah.
But it was something for sure.
Yeah, it gets the best of us, you know, so it do be like that. let's see. Why do you think they kept Sky over you? Like, it seemed like Sky was pretty, she didn't really vote with anybody. It seemed like she didn't really have a whole idea of what was going on.
I think,
but they voted you out instead. Why do you think they wanted to keep Sky around?
I don't know. Like, I don't mean to, like, I don't know. It's weird talking about myself, but I feel like I had a bigger presence than her. Maybe I enjoyed talking to everyone more and kind of doing my thing. And I think maybe I was seen as more of a threat, but who knows?
Yeah. Then, also there's a couple shots of you eating with Francois and stuff. What's your take on Francois after seeing his devious tactics in the episode?
There's no hard feelings or anything like that. I know he's just playing the game to the best of his ability. It's the type of game where, I mean, if you're going to play with your friends, you're still going to get backstabbed. And then look at it in the sense that it's just a game. And it's $1,000 on the line. But, you know, it's got to do what you got to do to win. I think Francois is a good dude. He's eccentric, I suppose I would say in regards to that. But I mean, there's no hard feelings. I don't hate anyone that voted me out or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. And wait, you still show up to stuff a lot, and like,
I don't think I was crew. I didn't really care to film anything. I didn't mind helping out, but I liked hanging out with everyone, and there's always drinks there.
Yeah. Well, what have you been up to since? It was 2 years ago. Man, that's crazy long time ago.
Yeah, no, what have I been up to? Pretty much.
You don't work at San Diego still, do you?
Hell no, that place is... It's a cool shop to shop at, don't get me wrong. I like it, but... Working there was brutal. I work over at Bird Rock Surf now, and I'm a kayak tour guide and snorkel tour guide over at La Jolla Kayak Stuff. Why'd
you do that? Oh, yeah. No way. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
I actually started at Bike and Kayak with Ruby, like, 2 weeks ago.
Are you there now?
Yeah.
I'm not there now, but...
Yeah, so, yeah, I just started working there.
That's sick, dude. So I'll see you on the water for sure. Are you going to be a tour guide or beach crew?
Tour guide.
All right, good. Good.
So
yeah, beach crew is cool, but it's nice and fun, but it's kind of lame.
Seems like, yeah, it's a lot of, I mean, those kayaks are a pain. I had to put away like a bunch of them. It was like the busiest day last Saturday, like of the year so far.
Dude, and just wait till the summer.
My first day. Get you big. Huh?
Wait till the summertime. It'll get you big.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not like huge or anything, but like, you know, like you get a good tan and you do build a little muscle. But when the tours are good, it's awesome. When you get some bad tours, it sucks. I had some very large people on my tour the other day and they ended up falling out of their kayak and I was able to pull them back in.
No way. Like in the water.
Yeah, every time I'd pull one back into their kayak, the other one would fall out. It was probably like 650 pounds of human in one kayak, which exceeds the weight limit by like 200 pounds. So I had to call a lifeguard because as I was trying to get them in, we ended up kind of cruising into slides, that rocky area along the cliffs towards the shoreline.
Oh, yeah. And
it was starting to look like a dangerous situation. And so I called the lifeguards. They brought their jet ski over, their Sea-Doo or whatever you want to call it, wave runner. And they exceeded the weight limit on that as well because they flipped that lifeguard's wave runner like three times, dude. It was absurd. This guy looks so embarrassed.
Oh, that's rough. But I mean, it sounds like they got out of there okay.
Oh, no, they were all good. Smiles on their faces. They felt embarrassed, but... It is what it is. Like, you know, they did their best.
Yeah. I don't have any more questions for you other than, I guess, just like, seems like you enjoyed your time on there pretty good.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of those dudes that somewhat likes to hear their own voice and see themselves on camera. So, you know, it was a good opportunity.
Yeah. Any last thoughts for you?
I hope everyone's doing well. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
But no, I mean, I wish it maybe went a little better. I wish I kind of went a little further in the game, but you know, it's that type of game. You know, you could get out first, you get out last, you get out somewhere in between, but happened the way it happened, and I'm cool with however it worked out. I'll
take bombs. Hey, no. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining. That's all I got for you.
Killer, dude. I'll see you around.
See you, man.
How do I hang out?
I'll just end the recording for first.
Killer.